This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Maiken Scott. This story is from our episode, The Future of Trees. You can find us wherever you get your podcasts. What do you do when your beautiful trees are being choked by vines? A few months ago, reporter Jessica Korkunas moved from a Philadelphia row home to a much bigger property a couple of miles away. With this new property came a lot more land, and that meant caring for trees. But first, she had to figure out what was a tree and what was vines.
Our new spot is a lot like having our own private park in the city. When I first saw this mini forest, I was in awe of the vines climbing up and draping off the giant trees. But that quickly turned to concern as I realized that this is probably not a good thing. I asked Karen Flick, landscape manager from the nearby Aubrey Arboretum, to come visit in order to get a better idea of what we were dealing with.
Going by the looks of them, they're all considered a heritage tree, so they're very valuable for the environment.
In terms of years, what is a heritage tree?
Probably close to 100 years or older.
Wow. This one in particular,
yes,
has now become almost a different plant because of the vine.
It sure is. And most people looking at that would think the branches coming off it are actually the tree itself. It looks like it's an oak, but it's covered all the way up just about to the tip of the branches in English ivy, so it almost looks like a green sculpture.
I do think the ivy is beautiful, but my oak is being choked by this vine.
It's compromised now. Now the English ivy will actually grow into the bark of the tree. It will weaken the tree, and really it's a hazardous tree at this point. It's completely covered.
So do you feel like it's past being able to be saved?
I would never want to say that. It is dangerous, and something does need to be done about it.
What exactly needs to be done is the question here. How can we free my trees? The answer to me is obviously goats.
So we have brothers Teddy and Ray. They're Nubian goats. And
then enter Karen Krivet from the Philly Goat Project. One of the things this project does is rent out their goats for grazing.
The goats are here to eat, which is what they do best.
That's Karen's daughter, Lily Sage. They run the Goat Project together.
They'll eat 25% of their body weight every day in roughage, and they can eat things like poison ivy. So if the goats are able to clear off the majority of the English ivy at the base and part of the mid shaft of the tree, then crews can come in and much more easily identify what vines need to be cut and tear them down.
Karen says the goats are kind of like weed whackers.
Revealing what's underneath, kind of like taking the clothes off the tree.
As the day wore on, two goats got full and were swapped out for four smaller goats. Some were wearing sweaters, and at that point I nearly died from all the cuteness. My trees were quickly coming into view from underneath the ivy. I could see the heavy trunks of the vines weaving their way and squeezing the bark of my trees. As the goats finished grazing, I stood next to Lily, and we looked out at the trees.
Each one has a bunch of other trees around it. They're sort of in conversation with one another, and they all kind of dance around the house, which is a really lovely way to live. It is like in a tree dance party. So it would be a real shame for any of them to fall or need to be removed from the party.
Now that the goat's job is done, the trees are one step closer to freedom. With the leaves stripped and eaten, a landscaper can chop the vines at their base, and the trees will dance on.
That was Jessica Korkunas.